I'm personally passionate about conservation. It's probably something in my family history. My great ancestor was one of the people who defined the word sustainability. But really, I think we should all be concerned about conservation. You know, the thing that we really need more of is rainforest, is stable climate, is fresh water, is answers to some of the big issues of poverty and migration. And the reason why I'm in chocolate is that chocolate is one of the industries that has a direct connection to rainforests.
Can you explain that a little more for me? So the cocoa tree and the beans, they are naturally from rainforests, is that correct?
Yeah, that's true. So the cacao tree is a rainforest tree. And actually one of our chocolates, this one, the Beni Wild, comes from the Bolivian Amazon. It's probably one of the oldest cacaos in the world. And sorry, I'm going to repeat it in a sec. Does it work?
Yeah, this is fine. So this particular chocolate is from one of the oldest cocoa beans in the world. The packaging is absolutely exquisite, I have to say. Aside from it obviously being a product that helps with conservation, who designed the packaging for you?
It's a design agency in Los Angeles, run by three young women. Mm-hmm. I think what you see is that there's a female aesthetics to it. I think, and I, you know, in my work as an environmentalist, I come across a lot of people that are, you know, across a lot of women that are real change makers, and I think these designers are too. You can see that.
I mean, I love the idea of eating a bar of chocolate that is helping the environment and helping sustain and helping keep the rainforest. Mm. You obviously procure your chocolate beans from all over the world because I'm looking at the different chocolates here.
Yeah.
Whereabouts are these from?
So you already have the Beni Wild from the Bolivian Amazon in your hands, which is actually grown in the wild. It's collected by indigenous people. And then our company is called Origin Beans, so we focus on very original cacaos and on the message of conserving cacaos, which are going extinct, and rainforest. So this one is a white cacao from a small valley in northern Peru at the foothill of the Andes Mountains.
Can I stop you? A white cacao, did you say? Mm. I haven't heard of that. Can you explain a little bit more to me?
Well, white cacao is as rare as white elephant or white lions, for that matter. So it is very rare, and you may not have heard about it. The essence of white cacao is usual cacao is violet, red, which means it has tannins, bitterness in the beans. 65% of the beans in this chocolate are white by nature, which means they have less bitter, which means that we can make a recipe of 75% cacao and still have a very mild, very fruity, very creamy dark chocolate.
I'm looking at the tasting notes on the back here, and I absolutely love this about your packets. It says it has kumquat, lime, apricot and raspberry flavours. And this is the one that I tasted earlier, which before I looked at the tasting notes, I thought plum. Mm-hmm. What I marvelled at really was how smooth it is. Mm-hmm. And that smoothness and that finish, mm-hmm. is that down to a particular process?
Yes, well, the first process it is down to is nature. You hear me coming back to that, because really 50% of the quality of the end product is in nature. Is the variety, is the soil, is the trees around, etc. What we do in the manufacturing, which is only 25% of the end quality, we always say, is particularly in this case. This chocolate is conched, is stirred for a long time, nearly three days, which gives it and on the old original lint machine. So it's a particular technique with a particular temperature curve which adds to the natural smoothness of the bean. We make the recipes only to express the nature of the bean. We say true to bean. So we taste the raw bean and then we design a recipe. So it's nothing we add.
No, it's just the way in which you process it.
Authentically.
No, I mean, there is a huge amount of competition on the chocolate market at the moment, I have to say. I mean, whenever I go to supermarket, the fair trade and the organic chocolates are really coming. People are obviously buying them. But whereabouts can you get these? Because for me, I mean, I've seen these and now I want to buy them. Where can I get them?
Well, we're new to the UK, but we're moving quite quickly. Whole Foods is one of our retailers, Selfridges, Harvey Nicks, so the big department stores in London. But a lot of the smaller specialty food retailers, like the Fromagerie in London is the most known, but outside of London as well, in the Billies, in the farm shops and so forth.
So you're finding that a lot of these small independent retailers are stocking you as opposed to the big supermarkets?
Yes, well, the big supermarkets are slow, you know. So, and yeah. And our price point is, I don't know, I don't think super expensive, but still, the bar you have in hand, which is the Porcelana, is at $4.75, and the Congo one is at $3.90. Affordable, but still, you know, slightly above what the average supermarket consumer will consider to buy.
No, that's fine. I mean, I personally think that these are probably one of the most beautifully packaged. They really are beautifully packaged. They're very feminine. The tastes, they're complex and smooth and mellow. I'm really impressed with them. Is there a website where I can send anyone to find out any more information?
Of course, originalbeans.com. And there's lots of information there. Actually, on each of our tree, on each of our bars, each of our bars comes with a tree. That's a commitment we do to nature. So on each, on the backside of each bar, there's a number. And with each bar you consume, you replant a tree with the cacao farmers that produce the cacao. So this is a replenishing cycle. So if you go on our website, you put in the number, you can track your trees. You can look where they grow, you know, how the community is doing, etc., etc.
Peter, that's been a brilliant interview. Really enjoyed talking to you. I couldn't think of anybody nicer to speak to, and the chocolate's delicious. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.